This is Jason Cresswell of Ask Now, www.asknow.ca, and you are now listening to the second part of the recording on Korean nightlife. Lots of interesting stuff coming up, so be sure to listen right to the end. And on the topic of bongs, I guess we would have to mention the PC bong. Mm-hmm.
The PC bong would be the equivalent of an internet cafe back home, minus the coffee. PC bongs, it's a large room just full of computers. Korea is one of, I think it's the number one country in internet service, I think, for speed and also availability. You're going to notice when you're in Korea that everything is high-speed internet. There is no dial-up in Korea at all. Most Koreans won't even know what dial-up is. Even if you go to the most rural areas, you know, some farming village in the middle of nowhere, you're going to notice that they all have internet. But PC bongs are a place where people go to mostly play computer games. You're not going to find a lot of the Western computer games that are popular back home, but instead, Koreans like to play online games. They're very, very big into online games. I think computer and game addiction is fairly high in Korea right now. But for teachers who don't have a computer at home, who don't have internet access, it's a great place to go just to send and receive mail. Most PC bongs will have computers with headsets, so if you use something like Skype to call home, it's a good option. PC bongs are very cheap. It's about $1 to $2 an hour, depending on where you go and what neighborhood you're in.
And I would even say that now, I'm just maybe talking about my neighborhood here, but it seems like the average price now is actually about 500 won.
Oh, wow.
So around 50 cents. I'm not sure if that's... I think it is going down. But I'm sure in some busier areas there might be still the 1,000 won an hour. But a lot of what I've seen now is the obeg won, 500 won PC bongs around. It's getting even cheaper and cheaper, it seems.
Yeah, it's getting cheaper, and it's a nice place to go when you have, you know, like 30 minutes to kill or an hour to kill. It's also an option for people who don't have a place to sleep at night. I know for when I used to hang out with some friends and we were waiting for the bus to go home or the subway to reopen, PC bongs would be a very good option. Most PC bongs will have like the special from like 10 p.m. to like 10 a.m. for like $5, which is insanely cheap. The seats are very comfortable. And, you know, you sit there playing on the computer until you fall asleep, which might not be the healthiest thing in the world, but it's an option. PC bongs will have drinks, like soft drinks and coffee. No alcohol at PC bongs at all, from what I've seen. And you can also get snacks there, like cup noodles or chips, anything to keep you, you know, satiated while you're playing video games for about 3 or 4 days straight. PC bongs also have the option of they do have, you'll see people who are literally there for about 10 hours or 12 hours a day, and you'll see them actually ordering food to the PC bong. But PC bongs are generally a good place to kind of go if you like video games. If you know, want to get into playing video games while in Korea, PC bongs are a good place to check out.
Definitely. And I had a couple other places to discuss, but I'm wondering, I don't know if I have any more bongs. Are there any bongs that I've skipped over?
I think that's about it for
bongs. Those are the most popular bongs.
There are comic book rooms.
Right.
Which, as a foreigner, and not if you can't read or understand Korean very well, it might not be an option, but for Koreans, reading comic books in Korea is fairly big, but you know, I was a big comic book fan growing up in the U.S., but comic books in Korea are very different in that you don't buy comic books. Instead, you rent comic books like you would a video. Mm-hmm. And these comic book rooms are just, you know, it's a office space or a store that is just full of comic books. You pay kind of an hourly fee, and when you go, it's fairly cheap. I think it's about like $2 an hour. And there are little sofas here and there where you can sit down and read a comic book. And if you're interested in comic books at all, it's definitely something worth checking out. Mm-hmm. Mainly because American comic books and Korean Japanese comic books are very different in how they're written. But it's definitely interesting to go. A good thing for learning Korean, comic books are a great way to learn reading Korean. Mm-hmm. I've noticed, because if you read like a book, it's just a lot of information on one page, so it's hard to mm-hmm. kind of keep track of where you are, to keep your train of thought. But comic books are, you know, if you ever read a comic strip or anything, you'll notice it's very simple in how the language is and how the words are spaced. So
and of course you have the pictures to go along yeah. to kind of help you make sense of some words that you might not
know. Oh, definitely. I think when I was learning to read Korean, I used comic books definitely as a big tool to help me read. Whenever I tried reading a Korean book, I would get lost and bored after about half a page. but comic books were definitely a good way to practice reading.
Mm-hmm. And the other type of thing I wanted to talk about would be, I know in Seoul they have Carney Station. I know in Daegu there's a place called Ariane Hotel, and I'm sure there's all kinds of different ones. Mm-hmm. But basically your meat and alcohol buffet.
Yes.
Have you been to Carney Station?
Yes, I've been to Carney Station before.
Okay.
A good description would be a kind of a do-it-yourself grill type. At your table, there'll be a grill. Once you come to Korea, you'll notice Koreans love grilling their own meat. But Carney Station, it's a buffet where you can eat as much meat as you want. They have other things as well, but the main focus is on meat. And Carney Station will also provide all the alcohol you can possibly ever need or want to consume. The alcohol is usually beer or soju. They have some other things as well. But the price, I think, I haven't been there lately, but I think it's about $25 to $30 per person to go. But it's definitely, if you're starving and you want to get drunk, it's definitely a good place to go.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I think the last time I was there, it was somewhere around 20,000 won.
Uh-huh.
And like you said, it's there's a lot of stuff. And it really kind of blows people away that you can have an alcohol buffet
yeah.
plus all the meat you want
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
So it's pretty popular, and you'll see a lot of foreigners mm-hmm. that will be going there. And it's a good place to start. And if you want to just you can have a big group of people go,
yeah.
and it really isn't that expensive to have a lot of food and a lot of drinks if that's what. Good place for a big birthday party and that kind of stuff.
I think before we continue, I think we should kind of talk about how drinking is perceived in Korea.
Mm-hmm.
If you notice, a lot of the things we talk about, drinking is a huge part of almost everything that we talk about. And it's because drinking is very common in Korea. It's the biggest tool for social interaction. You'll notice Koreans drinking almost all the time. Like, if you go out to dinner, it will usually have drinks with dinner. Koreans also love moving from place to place during a night out. So
mm-hmm.
you'll eat dinner and you'll drink in one place, and you go to a different place and drink some more. Then you go to a different place and drink some more. But Koreans view drinking very differently from foreigners, in that Koreans like to get drunk, and they like to get other people drunk, and they expect to get drunk when they drink. Koreans don't social drinking, where you're hanging out at a bar and having a beer or two before going home after work, that idea just doesn't fly with Koreans. Koreans, if they drink, they do want to get drunk. And it's amazing to see Koreans drink. I know, like, if you see kind of office workers, you'll see them, like, getting hammered on a Tuesday night. And, you know they're crawling home at, like, 2 a.m. And, you know, they're going to be up and at work at, like, 8 a.m. And they do this, like, you know, a couple times a week on weeknights. But, yeah, you'll see a lot of Koreans drinking here and there. And, you know, my family, we all enjoy a good drink. I enjoy a good drink every once in a while as well. Mm-hmm. But if you don't drink at all, I know a lot of Westerners, when they come and they don't drink at all, they don't like alcohol in any way, shape, or form. You know, let your friends know. Let mm-hmm. the people you meet know. And Koreans, if they don't know that about you, then, you know, they're going to be kind of puzzled about why you're not drinking. They're going to, you know, try to make you drink. But, you know, if you tell them that you don't drink at all, then they're usually pretty understanding about that. Also in Korea, there is no, cutoff time for drinking.
Right.
You can drink 24 hours a day if you want. You can drink pretty much anywhere you want, which is different. The law, there used to actually be a law about when you can drink. It used to be till 2 a.m., but recently it's changed.
And whether or not there would be a law, I don't think it's ever really been enforced. A lot of...
Yeah, it really wasn't heavily enforced. I know a lot of nightclubs enforce that law, though.
Really?
When I used to go to nightclubs, closing time would be around 2 a.m., where, you know, they would actually close down shop. But when you're out drinking with your friends and you go to a bar, closing time will be when the last customer leaves.
Exactly.
So I know I used to have a bar where my friends and I used to go. We were friends with the owner. And, you know, we would stay there until, like, 5 or 6 in the morning drinking. And then we would actually help clean up and close up. And then we'd actually, you know, go out to breakfast together. And then go home and you know, do it again the next day. But for Koreans, you know, an all-nighter is definitely possible in Korea. And it's easy to pull off.
There will be many nights, if you want, that you will be going home and it will be daytime.
Yeah.
That's not uncommon for people. And of course, I think you made a really good point when you were talking about if you are a non-drinker. And I would say that, you know, especially for foreigners, you get a lot of leeway.
Yeah.
So people who are non-drinkers or people who are vegetarians or people who kind of have any sort of considerations that are a little bit different than others, I find that you shouldn't be worried about Korean people accepting that or not. They're generally very accepting towards that. And, you know, if you don't drink or if you don't eat meat or whatever, people aren't gonna try to force you to do that. They're very open to saying, oh, okay, you know, if that's what you do or that's what you don't do, then I don't think you need to feel uncomfortable at all telling your Korean friends that's kind of the lifestyle you lead. So although the options to, you know, party, drink all night, go home at 6 or 7 a.m. and have a good time like that is available, it's not, you know, forced upon you. It's just there if you want it. And if you're looking for the different lifestyle of, you know, of a more relaxed, non-drinking lifestyle, that's available too. But for the purpose of what we're talking about now is stuff where if you're looking to really go out and party, then there are lots of options for you.
I think you hang out in certain areas of Korea, you'll notice that there's kind of different shifts, time periods of when people do what. I know in Korea a big thing is for the non-drinkers, they're usually kind of out earlier during the daytime. coffee shops like Starbucks are very popular to go to, and or shopping or just walking around, just hanging out. And that's usually till about 11 p.m. You'll see that kind of group starts mm-hmm. to taper off. And then you'll see kind of the early drinkers, who these are people who start drinking around like 5 in the afternoon and till 6 p.m. till about like 11 p.m. And then you'll see kind of the hardcore group who don't show up till like 10 p.m. and, you know, they're out all night. But it's, and each group has a very different atmosphere on how they do things. I myself, when I go out drinking, I like going out late. I remember I would always just meet my friends at like 10 o'clock at night for dinner to start off our day. And we'd be out till, you know, the wee hours of the morning. But it really, you know, there is something for everybody to do. I've never really seen any foreigners come to Korea and say, hey, I'm bored, I have nothing to do.
Right. There's definitely no lack of options, whether it be alcohol related or non-alcohol related.
And a lot of the things that you would kind of do back home, those options are there. Like, you can go bowling if you want, you can shoot pool. There are pool halls throughout Korea. There are ice skating rinks, and there's a lot of different options for, you know, when you go out, on what to do. I don't think you're ever going to be left wanting for anything. I think recreation-wise, there really isn't anything that you can't find in Korea that you would have back home.
You're right.
I think, which is really good, and there are definitely, I think, more options in Korea on what to do.
I would encourage anybody, if they have, you know, kind of any sort of the beaten path type of hobbies that they want to get involved with here, mm-hmm. to either ask the people that they work with, the Korean people that they work with, or ask us, because I think, you know, there's, like you said, almost anything that's available back home would be available here. You know, if you're into rock climbing, there are rock climbing gyms. If you're into, like you said, bowling, you can find bowling here. If you're into, you know, skiing, snowboarding, wakeboarding, roller skating, rollerblading, whatever, any of those kind of things, they're available, and there's usually some kind of group that you can get involved with and do that. So if you have something that you want to get more information on, then definitely ask your Korean co-workers or ask us, and likely it's available in some form somewhere in the country. If you want to go hang gliding or bungee jumping or parasailing or whatever you want to do,
yeah,
it's pretty much out there.
Mm-hmm. It might be a little bit harder to find, but it's not impossible to find.
Mm-hmm. So. Definitely. So that's most of the stuff, I think, on entertaining yourself nightlife wise. Did I skip anything that you might think would stand out?
No, I think that covers about what most people will do in a night out.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing for people who are in major cities, at nighttime, there are night markets, which are definitely fun to check out.
Definitely.
Certain markets are kind of only open at nighttime, and you'll see, I think, some of the biggest crowds you'll see at night markets. You'll see more people packed into a building or packed onto the streets. In Korea, Dongdaemun is one of the biggest night markets. And if you go at like 2 o'clock in the morning, you're going to see more people there than you would see them at 2 in the afternoon. And it's definitely a good place to go shopping if you're worried about your budget, or if you just want to, you know, walk around. And I don't know about Daegu. Are there any major night markets in Daegu?
Yeah, there are a couple of markets that definitely night markets that you can go to.
Mm-hmm.
Not obviously the size of a Dongdaemun, but still interesting enough to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure, and that's a good point. If you just want to, I mean, it's hard to think, coming from the West, to go shopping for clothes at 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
right? But it's definitely something that people do, and you know, a lot of people, and perhaps females even more than males, I would say, are interested in going clothes shopping.
Yeah.
A lot of female foreign teachers love going to places like Dongdaemun and shopping till 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times at that time you can get some pretty good deals too.
Yeah.
And you can expect to do a little bit of bargaining if you like. Mm-hmm. Get a little bit of a discount on some stuff. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, usually you wouldn't consider going shopping for clothes as part of your nightlife back in the West. Mm-hmm. However, in Korea you can definitely do that.
And oh, something interesting we missed, the pojangmacha.
Right. Yes, very interesting.
Pojangmacha, these are the tents. I don't know what you would call them. They're just tents.
They're pretty much a tent set up on the side of the road.
Yeah. Okay.
With a few stools and kind of like a patio, usually like a kind of a patio set.
Yeah, patio furniture. And you'll see the person who works it. There'll usually only be one or two people working there, and it's usually some older Korean woman behind a little stove. And what a pojangmacha is that it's a place to go drinking last, I guess. It's a place to go. You can you drink and you eat. It's fairly cheap compared to other places, and I always like pojangmachas.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of get a nice selection of different foods. Seafood is probably the biggest thing they have, where you can get, like, you know, steamed clams or mussels or whatnot. And it's a nice place to just go and have a drink before going home. Pojangmachas are the place where you'll see the drunkest Koreans, I think.
Yeah, definitely. It's towards the end of the night. Like you said, a lot of people go there. It's pretty inexpensive and pretty accessible. What you'll be looking for, if you're trying to find one, it's pretty easy to find, but I find that, would I be right in saying that usually they're orange for some reason?
Yeah, usually the tarp that they use is orange. It's just like kind of a cheap vinyl or plastic coated nylon tarp, and but they're definitely fun to go to. I really enjoy going to them.
You can find them usually just kind of in a neighborhood, one here and one there. But I've also seen kind of like pojangmacha, I don't know if you want to call it a market, but a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
You can find, and there's some areas that have, you know, a row of 20 or 30 or 40 of them. Mm-hmm. You can kind of pick your favorite one.
You'll see kind of the neighborhood pojangmacha, which will pop up every evening in the neighborhood. And like Jason mentioned, you'll see kind of the pojangmacha village, or it looks like a little city of refugees. It's literally just, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40 different pojangmachas all set up in one little alley or one street corner. And they'll all be screaming and yelling for you to come and sit down. But it's definitely a nice experience. It's a nice place to... I know most of the night markets will have pojangmacha kind of cities. It's a nice place, you know, when you're shopping and you want to stop for a bite to eat before moving on. It's definitely a good place to go.
It's definitely something that kind of any foreigner should at least once check out, because it's a pretty unique experience. Because you're just walking down the sidewalk, and then you walk into a tent that's all of a sudden you're kind of at a bar.
Yeah, and usually kind of all the recipe or all the ingredients will be on display, so you can kind of just point to what you want to eat, and they'll kind of prepare it. You're gonna see some weird things out on display, but you know, for those who are kind of more adventurous with cuisine,
right,
going to a pojangmacha is definitely something you want to check out.
Mm-hmm. A couple other things that are available, if somebody's into electronic music and going to raves, there are often raves you'll see advertised.
Yes.
in different cities. Mm-hmm. And if you're into that kind of thing, a lot of times they will have really famous DJs coming from Europe or the States or Canada. Mm-hmm. And if that's your style of music, and if that's something you enjoy, then you can definitely find that kind of thing as well. Another thing, what were you going to say something?
Oh, also I was just thinking about jazz bars.
Mm-hmm.
I know in Seoul there are a handful of live jazz bars where they'll have live musicians come in and play jazz, which I know a lot of teachers are really, you know, into. I think in Korea, one of the things that is harder to find would be live music.
Right.
Where, you know, at your local bar, you're not going to see a band come in and perform like you would back home. So jazz bars are a very good option for live music. I know Itaewon, a couple of the bars do have live music. But that's something that you're not going to find as much.
Yeah, you definitely have to search that out if you're looking mm-hmm. for live music. A kind of an interesting thing, actually, this past Saturday, mm-hmm. I went out with my wife and a couple of her friends mm-hmm. who are Korean, and we did come across a place that's kind of geared towards foreigners, mm-hmm. and they had two guys, you know, acoustic guitars mm-hmm. playing, and I guess they play kind of on a weekly basis, but the Korean friends that were there, they were kind of annoyed with the whole thing, and they were hoping that it was going to end soon, and that they would put on some hip-hop music or something, and, you know, I was kind of enjoying it. I enjoy, you know, live acoustic yeah. music, and but a couple of the Korean people that we were with, they were just kind of, you know, annoyed at these foreigners with their guitars and singing away and stuff. So it's a little bit different. I guess that's why you don't see it as often, but if you search it out, there are some opportunities. And if there's anybody who is, you know, musically inclined, mm-hmm. and if they bring their guitar along with them, you could often find places where they have an open mic night or open jam kind of thing. But it's not as common as it would be back home.
Yeah, I think one of the big things about music in a drinking environment, it's very different from back home and Korea. I know I've been to some places with a group of teachers, and the music literally seems like, you know, like a funeral, or they, like I mentioned before, Koreans love really sappy love songs, and most Korean love songs are very tragic, and somebody dies or somebody's taken away or something strange like that. But Koreans like listening to this music while they drink. So it might be something to just keep an open mind to the different music in Korea. Korean music is very different from American music, and just the style of music. Korean music is very westernized in kind of the instruments and the beats and whatnot. But what is a popular style of music is very different.
Mm-hmm. One more kind of unique place that you can find, it's not overly common, but would be called the Aegyeon Cafe or Dog Cafe.
Oh.
And that's the type of place where you can go and pets are welcome.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times they'll have, you know, quite a few dogs there of their own, but it's pretty much a cafe where you have a bunch of dogs, so you can go have a coffee or a drink or like you would at a normal cafe, but there are pets involved. Have you been to one of those?
No, I've never had a chance to go to the one of those.
If you like dogs, mm-hmm. or if you have a dog, then it's definitely a good place to go, because you can bring your pet with you. Mm-hmm. Or if you're somebody who's used to having dogs back home, mm-hmm. and you kind of miss that kind of thing, then you can go there and kind of hang out with a bunch of different kinds of dogs,
yeah.
and people will come and bring in their dogs. So it's kind of a fun, and it's usually a very friendly environment, because, you know, it's a bunch of pet owners who like to socialize with other people with pets. So you can just kind of walk around and pet a bunch of different dogs, and if that's kind of something that you miss from back home, then it's a little bit of a fun place, and it's unique, because you wouldn't usually see that back home.
Yeah, that is something. I was reading an article about that a couple months ago, and it does seem really interesting. And the whole idea is that Korea is kind of space conscious, in that, you know, you don't live in a very large house, you don't have a large yard, so, you know, people who want to own dogs usually can't. Mm-hmm. So it's a place for them to go and be with animals.
Mm-hmm.
And also on the dog cafe, I was thinking about there are different cafes with different themes. I know for one there is kind of a princess cafe where you go and they have kind of dresses and different outfits for girls, for, you know, females to wear. And, you know, they have different sceneries, and they'll actually take pictures of you. Or you could go in with a digital camera, and you take pictures, and, you know, it's lit to be a very photogenic environment. But it's definitely a fun place to go with a date.
Well, that's a new one. I haven't heard of that. I've never come across that.
You should take your wife. She'll definitely enjoy wearing a little princess outfit.
So you go and they have a little outfit that you can put on, and you just kind of hang out?
Yeah. Like, you order drinks, and, you know, you kind of have to wait your turn for outfits, but you pick out, like, you know, they have, like, night evening dresses.
Mm-hmm.
They have, like, you know, like princess dresses, literally, like white, fluffy, lacy. They have wedding dresses. And it's for girls to go and kind of play dress up for a couple of hours. And it's a really funny environment. It's a fun environment to go to.
Is it fairly new, or has this been around for a while and I just haven't come across
it? It's been around for a while, but they're kind of hard to find. Mm-hmm. One of my old girlfriends found it on the internet, and we actually went. And it was a fun time, though. Because I know for Korean girls, every Korean girl wants to be a princess, no matter how old they are. So you see a lot of, I think it caters really towards the college student age for people, or kind of people in their mid-20s.
Mm-hmm.
Who like to go. And I don't know. I think it's for all women, though, that you know, there's a certain comfort about wearing a wedding dress, and our Korean girls like it a lot. But definitely, there, if you go on the weekend, they will be very, very packed. I've even heard of some places taking reservations.
Wow.
Because of just the number of people who want to go there.
But that's interesting.
You should check it out, Jason.
I will. I'll do some research into it.
Yeah.
I'll find out. Are there any other types of things that we've missed that you can think of?
Not offhand. I think that covers pretty much the nightlife here in Korea.
Yeah, I think so. I'm sure there's some other things that we don't know about, or that wouldn't be suitable for us to discuss, but, but we'll let people discover those things on their own.
Yeah, there are definitely things that are not suitable for mass media.
Right. And the only other thing I would say is that as far as areas, mm-hmm. there are different types of areas in different cities.
Mm-hmm.
some that are more geared towards foreigners. Mm-hmm. The ones in Seoul are pretty obvious, the Itaewon, Hongdae type of areas, but pretty much any major city has bars that are geared towards foreigners, and mm-hmm. often have foreigners working there. So if you're looking for the popular places that a lot of foreigners go, pretty easy to find out. You just ask around, and there are either areas or specific bars in downtown areas that are more geared towards foreigners. So if that's the environment you're looking for, it's pretty easy to find.
I've even noticed in certain areas where there are multiple schools that there is actually kind of like the local hangout spot for foreign teachers.
Right.
I know in my neighborhood where I live that there is a bar where, you know, you're on any given night when you go, you are going to see other teachers there. And I think if you are in kind of a larger area, Those bars are going to be easy to find, and it's a lot of teachers like going there just to be able to find someone to speak English with, you know, whenever they feel the need.
Another less classy environment, probably one of the least classy environments, but that a lot of people do enjoy, and that I've enjoyed myself, would be visiting your local By the Way.
Yes, your local convenience store for alcohol. Yes, this is something that in spring, fall, and summer, it's a really just nice thing to do. In front of a convenience store, they'll have patio furniture. You can buy drinks at the convenience store and sit down, you know, on the furniture, and you can sit there and drink on the street. Mm-hmm. There are no laws about public drinking in Korea. So it's, especially if you do it in kind of a crowded neighborhood, it's nice to just sit down and watch the people walk by. Or if you're in a quiet neighborhood, it's a nice quiet place to drink outside.
I know the first time that the first day that Matthew arrived in Korea at his new school where I was working, that was a pretty common thing in our local. I mean, usually your school, everybody's going to be living around the same area, so it was a pretty common thing for all the teachers at our school to get together at the local By the Way. You know, if a new teacher came in, you know, we just went out, you know, on a weeknight. It's just easy to go to your local convenience store, and we had a group, you know, 10-15 people all just kind of sitting around having a drink at the, you know, some people would buy a bottle of wine at the convenience store, some people would buy some beer, whatever you want, it's all right there. Yeah. And it's especially, like you said, in the, you know, spring, fall, summer, it's nice to sit out, open air, watch people go by, watch what's happening, and cheap way to go out, and you don't have to be too far from home to do it.
So it's definitely that. It seems very strange to do. I remember the first couple times I did it. It just seems very odd that you're, you know, sitting in front of a convenience store drinking. You know, you feel like you need a paper bag. it really is just a nice place to go and just hang out. I think it's kind of the equivalent of just, you know, like sitting in your backyard with a beer. It's a Korean equivalent to that, where, you know, you just sit outside and have a beer, you know, and just relax. But
might not be the best place to take your first date.
Yeah.
You might not make the best impression. Yeah. But when you're just hanging out with some friends, then it's a fun thing to do.
Yeah, it's a good place to hang out. Maybe I should start that trend at a By the Way around my neighborhood.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Well, I think we've covered a pretty good variety, from nightclubs to your local 7-Eleven and everything in between. There's definitely some stuff that that's out there that we haven't discussed, I'm sure, but as far as the most common things for Korean nightlife, that's what you get.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. As you can see, we have many others that you can listen to. For more information on teaching in Korea or to apply, just visit www.asknow.ca. That's www.asknow.ca. And if you have any questions, feel free to contact us. Looking forward to seeing you in Korea.